Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Big Jerv and Jason Madison. Trey will be joining us in a little bit. Got a great show for you guys. Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go to make sure you are tapped in to all of the content, whether it's Bomb Overflows, whether it's Cinephobe special editions, whether it's Rewatchingtons, the Discord, the OG podcast, and much, much more. Make sure you are a Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. Great episode for you guys today. Snowfall is over as a series, not just a season, as a series. we'll not only talk about the series finale, we'll talk about the show as a whole, kind of the entire story arc. Did we like how it ended? Did we not like it? We'll get to that in a few, as well as a recap for Power. I'm just confused at this point. My man showed up to a funeral in a hoodie. I was like, okay. And showed up to the funeral in a hoodie and then told the girl he's fucking, hey, your dad kind of deserved it. Bold choice. I don't know. I don't know if I could have pulled off all of those elements, but we'll get into that in detail. Snowfall, end of an era, man. One of the best shows on TV. Man. Came to a close this week. And well, let's talk first about the finale and then talk about the bigger picture there. I thought they handled it great, man. It's not what any of us expected. All of us thought Franklin was going to end up dead or in jail. And instead, he just ended up some bum-ass nigga in the street, man.
Damn.
With a dirty white beater and like a nappy beard.
Hey, but to be honest, I done been Franklin before, Derv, bro.
Hold up.
Derv got his hand up.
Hold up. I got a question. Before we get all into our thoughts, niggas like that? Niggas like that ending?
You didn't like that ending?
I'll say, Jerv, some people loved it, some people hated it. Jerv, I'm actually directly in the middle.
Before Jerv says anything, I'm going to tell you right now, I know Jerv. He's literally said this multiple times through the years. I just want to watch drug dealing niggas shoot people and get shot. That's all that nigga wanted.
Jerv, is that what you wanted?
I mean, I didn't want him to be a bum-ass, like, drunk boy. Like, yo, this nigga literally started crack, right? Like, he's the reason crack became – so he's a hustler. You trying to tell me
– exactly.
That this nigga all of a sudden can't turn 12 into 20, 20 into 30, and so forth? He can't –
yeah, you're right.
He just going to turn to the bottle?
Jerk.
I didn't like how you think I'm dumb.
Wait, hold on, Trey. Like, Jerv, I agree with you 100%, and that's why half of me hated it. But I want to give you what I think their reasoning for going down that path was. So I think half of it is they had to make it a Hollywood story, and it was too obvious to kill the nigga or send him to jail. The other half is like it is loosely based on Rick Ross, the freeway Rick Ross, and I just want to like he did go to jail, and they didn't want to do that. But I just want to tell you, the first time I saw Rick Ross in person, bro, like niggas my pops age had built this nigga up as some like mega, you know what I'm saying, hustler, dope dealer, like Franklin, the whole shit. Like this nigga had the spot booming for years. And then when I see this nigga and he looked like how Franklin looked on the show, and I was like, this is your guy? Like this guy?
This is your king. You
feel me?
It's your man.
Right. But obviously the nigga went to jail for 20 years or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it made sense. But in this context, I felt like Jerv, like, it don't make sense because a hustler nigga who has nothing like getting in his way is gonna flip some shit, bro. Like
at least already, turn 12 into 13. My nigga, I ain't saying whipping crazy.
He might be down for a little bit. Niggas get down bad. Every boss take a loss, but like the nigga would have found a way.
My nigga ain't took a shower in like 3 years, my nigga.
Right. He was all still right. up two at a certain
let me,
point.
Let me elaborate on this, man. Cause Jason, I expect.
Hold on. Before you elaborate, I'm more so on their side. So let me get mine out before you put us to sleep like you did me earlier. Sister, I see you. I'm so sorry. But goddamn, I don't like how he turned into an idiot as soon as it got rough. It's like, he still had the property. He still had the money. He still had the shit to share, the shares to sell. He could have, like, if he was still Franklin, he wasn't no idiot that just like, if I want to burn it down, I'll burn it. Like, what are you talking about? Like, we got a baby now. I feel like he would have did it a little different if we were talking about reality. That's all, my brother.
Go ahead, Trey.
So, losing $73 million is a big fucking deal. First
goddamn
of all.
Right.
Right? And his whole driven case, right, was to get this fucking money. He actually wanted more money. Sissy kills motherfucking
Daddy.
White bull, Teddy.
Teddy.
Don't get me started on that.
Hater of the motherfucking year.
Hater of the year, bro.
She had a fro too.
Say less.
So then he puts his hands on Veronique. He doesn't hurt her, but he puts his hands on her. She told her mom, at least he doesn't do that. That was the last straw. She cleaned him out. So y'all talking about the mistakes? Guess what? He can't make those moves because he was paying on it with the money she fucking took. Bomb.
But
next
thing,
he still owned the one set of property she was trying to sell.
When he was in the, when he was sitting there, they asked him, so do you have the money to move this to there? He did not, because she cleaned that part out. He owned the shit, but he still had to move it over.
But that was at the end. I'm talking about whenever in the whenever he still transitioning, like with Leon. Remember, he went in Leon. I mean, I asked Leon for three mil. Look, he was tripping on that shit. He was tripping.
He was like, "Oh, how much you got saved on Leon? Like 3 mil? Like, oh, perfect. Like,
he fucked up. But Leon, yes, you're a guy. I would have threw my boy another 500. I would have threw him 500.
But that's the thing. He didn't want five. He wanted three or nothing.
I'm giving one, bro. I got one for you, my nigga.
I'm asking y'all. Are y'all gonna give him three?
I'm giving.
Nobody's giving him three.
Nobody's giving him one. Ninja Turtles
ain't giving him three.
Right.
But that's the thing. Listen, he gave him 500K.
Uh huh.
So you think anybody giving that nigga anything less than what he really desired from each person? Because that's the thing. He get that three, then he go to the next nigga, then he go to the next nigga, and the next nigga. He's never going to equate that back.
Which brings us back to what I said. They done made this man actually crazy. Like, he dumb now. He ain't. He's two weeks away from being smart enough to actually get this wire call.
I don't think he had that time, though.
I'm going to say this, Juju. I would say that, like, throughout the season, we see this nigga slipping a little bit and a little more bit and more and a little bit more. And then the other thing is, you got to remember, like, alcoholism is hereditary. That shit is a disease. It carries on. His father was a fucking alcoholic who snapped and turned to the bottle. And that motherfucker, in that moment when his mom shot fucking Teddy, he's fucking completely fucking lost it. He's sitting at that bar and he has his first drink. And that's the thing. Franklin never drank the whole series.
And he started off his first job at the fucking liquor store. It was that same exact liquor store too.
And it was the dollars. I get y'all theoretical brothers. I get it. I went to the school at Juilliard too, brothers. But what I'm saying is, by the time he got to these mistakes, he had become a plum fool, brothers. Like, this motherfucker is running around asking Leon for 3 million. What kind of brother? Like,
yeah, I agree with you.
Why is Leon still alive, by the way?
Bro, what happened to Leon?
Why y'all mad at Leon, man?
Okay, here's the thing, though. The two broken souls fix themselves. Listen, the ones that actually had real issues, Leon doing his shit, Wanda, crackhead, etc., they were able to flip their life around. Saint, ironically, name being Saint, being called the devil, takes a whole 180, and
he was not the devil, by the way. Like, right. he was not the devil.
Nah. When he killed, he saved her ass. That was some devil.
Left your ass sitting there tied up and can't brand on your goddamn chest if I ain't make the call, sis. So I ain't the goddamn devil. I'm actually the motherfucking Michael or some Gabriel or whatever.
He shot Miguel, bro. Miguel didn't have to die, bro.
He ever did, but
he also didn't have to slit in the throat of the daddy. Like, that was bad.
But I think this nigga, like, they changed his character because he wasn't an addictive motherfucker. Like, yeah, it's hereditary and all that, but he was a grown ass man. And you tell
me he was addicted though, bro. He was addicted to the money.
Hey, for sure, I know more than one way that cocaine numbs the brain.
I'm just saying,
Trace,
bro.
Former father figure said that shit. Trace said, "Fuck you, dad. I'm rolling with Kendrick fucking Lamar. Are you kidding me, man?
That's fucking crazy, bro.
That's insane. I don't even want to talk about Snowfall in the world. I want to go back to this topic. What the fuck happened, man?
Bro, my mama would not do that. Like, I don't give a, like, I get her point. I get it. I get Leon. I get it. But it's so many shit. It's so many little parts in it that I just don't understand. Like, bro, Leon, you ain't got to talk to this man about paying the tax off his house. Go pay the, go down to the city hall and pay this shit off. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a lot of little real nigga moments that we miss out on just because they're trying to push whatever agenda they
want. In a word to Martin,
that's a story.
Hey, in a word to Martin, Tommy, this is TV.
Right.
That's it. That's
and that's really what it is. Like, it ain't no real nigga shit. It's partially real nigga isms tied together with a storyline.
So Louis just on the run for the rest of her life.
I'm gonna tell you the part that I could not believe, that this nigga Peaches smoked $4.8 million worth of crack, and is still alive, man.
Hold up, and like, was only like 2.5 miles away from where everybody was looking.
Oh yeah, where is Monrovia?
And still had the wherewithal, right? And still had the wherewithal to put $14,000 in the safe and lock it up good. And
I just gotta assume that's the last bit that they ain't smoked off yet. Like, they just
that should be in a bag somewhere, right?
That thing in the safe.
That safe would have been cleared out long ago. Like, it would have been nothing in there. Like,
wait, the 12 grand.
So he never had anything.
He smoked $4,988,000.
Yeah.
Although the crack, motherfucking crack, was like
$5. He had the house too, though.
It was a crack den, so he had a bunch of niggas in there cracked out with him at one point. Yeah. They was having crack parties. Yo, Peaches, you tell me nobody heard about that?
That's that
Peaches
shit that Tyrone
was a legend in that neighborhood. He was a legend.
Like Tyrone Biggins, the biggest crack rock party. He probably had one of them motherfuckers.
Definitely.
Oh my God, I'm part of this probably wild as shit. It was just probably
how crack do you survive everywhere for years? Could people do Peaches that? Like, have unlimited crack?
I mean, crackheads do survive like roaches. Like, niggas been around for decades.
Here's the thing, though, right? Crackheads ain't selfish.
Right.
They will let the whole block know that they got it.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got crack, y'all.
Yeah, everybody,
because this is the thing. They don't want to never do the shit by themselves. Mm-hmm. They want everybody experience it and say, remember when I had it? So they can get the IOU.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, so yeah, right. I got you.
Yeah, and for sure.
Then the brother, like, the brother came on the worst day possible. Like, you come on the day I'm getting all fucked up. You ask me all these questions. You see I'm getting kicked out of my house. Like, you see you didn't give me the $3 million. Okay, tough love. Okay, but you and my mama, tough love. This y'all show a hell of a way y'all love me after I, whatever. Beside the fact of all of that. You feel me?
You got this three because of me, dog.
Bro,
is anybody real?
Sissy and Leon both did this nigga dirty. Like, that was my take on the show.
Exactly.
Like everybody turned their back on this nigga. The only person that he fucked over with was the chick, was Veronique. He put his hands on her.
He fucked over Kathy. What are y'all talking about?
I was going to say,
what
type of good karmatic situation?
If Leon and his wife, whatever the fuck her dumbass name is, who sleeping in the damn horse. Not Leon, my bad. Not Leon.
Louis.
Louis and goddamn,
they fucked him over.
They the ones who did all of this shit is in motion because they trying to be the man and they trying to take the plug from the man. And this is where we at. You fucking with your country and folks in Alabama.
The niggas raising the prices on them, man. Why?
Because he family and he put y'all there in the first place. Hey, man, for right now, get down and lay down. If you lay down, you ain't gonna stay down.
Exactly.
Now, that don't mean you turn into a traitor. Right. They don't mean to go against the family. Now the CIA on all our ass. Now I ain't sleeping in the goddamn horse doo-doo. Dumbass bitch. Just so on the character. I'm calling the B-word. Not the actual word.
With a K on her chest. With a Market. K on her chest.
Exactly. Come on. Now she probably been tied up and you seen the pimp. A pimp named Slipback was on her ass in that motherfucker. Saved her from all that.
Save
come
it.
On now, and everybody still got they giving his ass to kiss, man. Like, come on now, somebody got to look out for Frank. Somebody,
that's what I took from the show, y'all. Like, my overarching shit was this nigga Franklin was hustler. He was family minded. He was trying to put plays together for everybody. He put the whole hood on, and not one single person had this nigga's back in the end. Like,
this nigga took
one shot of fucking tequila. Of whiskey at the bar, and nobody came and was like, yo, what's up, my nigga? You good? Like, I see you going through it. Like, nobody said nothing. I'm like, damn, this nigga don't got a one friend. Man, then he called
the
Leon
to the shelter.
And then he called Leon his best friend. I'm like, this nigga ain't your friend. This nigga is a nigga who ate off of you. As soon as times got rough, this nigga turned his back.
But Jason,
and
I think that's
up for
I think,
2 years and knew you
I think that's
that.
The bad part of the friendship shit is the zero accountability.
What you mean? Leon ain't got no accountability.
No,
this nigga didn't show up for his homie when he needed
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Like, you going to Ghana and coming back and being safe in these streets
that's
is
like
really beyond
nigga,
me.
That's like any nigga in a sports entourage and want to blame niggas because they go to the gym or they did they dumb ass.
It ain't a sports entourage. He nigga, kept I'm the crack kingpin, nigga. I put this whole hood on.
He kept the wolves
have no
off
talent.
Of him.
Nigga, your talent is knowing me.
I'm cool.
He kept the wolves off.
Niggas been told him he wildin'. Listen, niggas been told him he wildin'. I ain't trying to hear that shit. That was on him. And that's why they played that song Pride. That nigga, that Pride shit killed that nigga. Fuck out of here.
No, and that's
I know real bro. Franklin's right now on Eastside Compton right
that's
now.
That's what niggas want to believe, I'm but that's cool. not the whole story,
exactly.
Trey.
That's what they're trying to get you to see, and we see it. We see it.
But that's why we on the
BOMM right now. We giving on the shit that they don't see, you feel me? We trying to give it to them like we know. You did.
That Wanda and Leon gonna come back trying to start them record labels on this spinoff.
And that's boy, I hope that shit go to the trash.
Is there a spinoff? There ain't no spinoff, is it?
It is a spinoff. Come on, man. Y'all gotta lock in, bro. Y'all don't get locked in.
Oh, don't y'all us. Because I was locked in. Okay. I'm locked in with you, bro. Don't y'all us.
You gotta hear that shit. Jerv, in the words of Martin.
Yeah. But I don't want to hear nothing about her fucking being in the music business and being a part of NWA.
But Jerv. These
I don't
want
to know what happens to my nigga Franklin. Bring
that
shit out
of here.
In the words of Martin, you gave us that goddamn luggage, motherfucker. Don't be coming around here asking me to be sympathy now when she wants your luggage back and it got tape on it. Help me out when I'm in the streets. I'm fucked up, man. You want this shit back, huh? On your friend. Come on, let's do this friendship shit. Oh, yeah, you going to Ghana again? Okay, we're going to call you out, yo-yo. Fuck, nigga.
Exactly.
Come on, bro.
By the way, that's some real drunk nigga shit, man. What he said, I'm going to start calling you yo-yo, and then for the rest of the episode, he called that nigga yo-yo.
In serious moment.
And what kind of good friend, gives him the $10 knowing he's just about to
That was the fucked up part about it, Jerry. Okay, to prove that this nigga's not his friend, that I want to use that example. instead of giving him $10, he gives him $20.
Gives him a dub.
Like, exactly. Basically, here, go get your crack or whatever, your alcohol,
right.
Nigga, whatever.
And you know what I'm about to do it, right?
Yeah, whatever's about to kill you some more, go have some more of that and get the fuck out of my face. Like, bro, That's the most disrespectful shit. Or come work for me and do whatever. Like, come on, my nigga.
Well, right. He did. In Leon's defense, he did.
No, Leon's defense. No, no, damn. He the one who told him the first time. He said, "Bro, I understand what Sissy did. She ain't want you in that life no more. Oh, you don't want that life no more. But you okay with me goddamn getting drunk? It don't matter. It don't make sense.
It don't matter.
You want to help me when you don't want to help me, but you don't want
to
help me."
He did offer him the opportunity to come fuck with him on whatever it is that he's coming back to do. So he was offering him an opportunity to get himself right or whatever.
So it get difficult. You give up on your friend. Well, you've been selling crack up and down these streets. Oh yes, you know how hard that shit is. You shot the light out the goddamn thing just for positivity and beat up the nigga for selling crack in the hood. That shit was hard as hell. You asked Frank one time to do it. He said no. Oh, you going to Ghana? Goddamn, what's the friendship, man? Well, what we do? We be in the trenches. What we talk? We sit down and try. We have interventions. We try. Yeah, and we want to give this motherfucker flower because he got a motherfucking curl. Fuck Leon, man.
That way.
Damn, man. Fuck Leon. I didn't expect that, bro.
I agree with you 100%. That nigga
anti-Leon.
I'm Leon then. I got two personal experience. Hey. I got two homies right now trying to, that's Franklin's.
But they wasn't 73 millions. And that's all.
It don't matter.
It do matter, bro.
All of this matters differently.
I think that's the false equivalence that niggas put on it because that's the reception I've been seeing. Trey is like a lot of niggas is like, oh yeah, I see that, or I know niggas like that, and it's like, no, you don't, bro, because you don't know a nigga that was up 73 mil and put you on 3 mil and then left you off the hook on some hustling shit.
If you see your nigga, if you see one of your niggas down like that, what you gonna do?
I didn't put niggas on.
Jason,
so
would you
have
given him the money?
Niggas.
Would you give him the money?
3 mil, but like Juju said, I would give him another 500 or a mil.
I'm
like,
cool.
Bro, I'm breaking.
No, because now you enabling.
Bro. Oh, just like, okay, what you doing at the end of the episode, though? What you doing when you giving him a dub?
Bro, he gave him a dub, nigga. That nigga went straight
to me. Is that your man?
But what are you doing, though? You
name in Goodfellas, Paulie. Even when this nigga fucking Henry Hill was going behind the back and selling drugs when Paulie told him not to, Paulie still gave him a little knot and said, now I gotta turn my back on you.
Right.
Leon could have gave him the one and said, now I gotta turn my back on you.
I'm not killing that man. He either was gonna end up in jail because he was gonna do some bogus shit. He already was radical. Or he gonna end up dead.
All right, but hey, man, that's my man. At least I gave him every opportunity. Cool, he fucks it up.
Right. Personal experience. I say this. One of my teammates on crack right now, he live here.
2023?
And at the end of the day, I ain't helping him. That's enabling.
But
you got to show me, nigga.
That's a different story, Trey.
It's slightly different.
I'm saying a nigga who... I'm talking about hustling and basketball is two different things, bro.
Let's not equate.
If a nigga on the street, he on the street.
No,
nah,
bro.
We talking about millions of dollars. We playing with M&Ms. You talking about camaraderie? You talking about brotherhood?
So that ain't brotherhood.
If I come up with a team,
absolutely not.
It's 73 million. Reasons why it's not the same brother
to get for you to be on. Yeah, and you with that plot and that play, and you get on through my means, nigga.
But y'all, hey, listen, this is the thing. Y'all don't know how far he went. Y'all don't know his situation.
Brother, we know his situation. He was able to go to Ghana off of this new tax brackets and shit like that. He put this man in a whole different world. You feel me?
Again, and this person put me in a situation that where I'm at now. So at the end of the day,
respectfully,
it's enabling. This is the thing. I'm just telling you right now. If a nigga, go ahead. All
right. I'm just saying respectfully. We on Zoom right now, my brother. Like, we is not playing with M&Ms. Like, we can't say that we would do these same. Like, we are not congruent.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, I'm just telling you what a nigga situation was in that situation that put him in that situation. If I give him any little thing, say I take that 12K that I had in the storage and give it to a nigga, truly.
Yeah.
What's a nigga gonna honestly do when he already wicked?
But when you don't give it to him, you know the path of least resistance. Like, you know that path as well.
That's why he said the term, I'm free mentally, nigga. I'm free.
That's what I'm saying. You mixing errors because I'm talking about like the initial time when it was in the initial fuck up zone. Like what happened in the end, like that's just, you can't help it with like, nigga, I already fucked up years and shit. I just would have did the tax shit.
$1 million in Compton off selling crack, bro. I can relate, family. That's all
I feel you, brother.
I'm seeing it off of that situation.
I get it, brother. Like,
and him not having that. I'm just trying to get the perspective of motherfucker. Like, niggas fall off, bro, and niggas don't want to help.
It's so much street shit that we can talk hours on, but we ain't get like, bro, it's a lot going. I feel you. I believe you. But what I'm saying is, from the transition from him being initially fucked up, and that last when he said, "I'm good." 3 years, by the way. However, I don't care if it was a billion, from whatever the TV show we're talking about, from whatever the time zone from there is, it wasn't necessarily all Franklin. There was help along the way in his demise. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and everybody seen it. They jumped off the train before it fucking crashed.
Yes, sir.
You can't be mad at that.
No. I could be the fuck, man. I could call every nigga in a motherfucking show, lame and square and all that old shit if I want to. But I respect where your position is, and I'm just gonna let it rest.
All right. Well, shit, man. I think we hit all topics. This has been a great episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Actually, anti-black opinions matter, motherfucker. Thanks to Juju. Thanks to Jason Madison, Jay Skills, Big Jerv, Amin on the checkout. And we'll talk to y'all next week.